So how do you determine what success looks like to you? Do you base it on the results and outcomes, or on what you've learned along the way? You see, society has conditioned us to tie success to an outcome. But the truth is, failure is an essential part of success. The faster you fail, the faster you will succeed. So the real question is, how can we redefine our relationship with not just failure, but with success as well? Join us to find the answers that will allow you to live a life that's true to yourself and find the clarity you need to make that life a reality. I'm your host, King Lau, and you're listening to the Plan to Fail podcast. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy King here, and I want to welcome all of you to the second season of the Plan to Fail podcast. For all of you listening who's been with me since season one, I want to thank you for being a part of this journey, and I'm super excited to share with you what you can be expecting from the show going forward. For all my new listeners who are just checking out this show or just trying to see if you know what I'm sharing resonates with you, I highly encourage you to check out all my episodes from season one. A lot of it was just me documenting my journey and sharing the lessons I've learned along the way. At a very high level, this podcast is really a documentation of my journey leaving my business in finance and my only source of income to try my hand at the world of digital entrepreneurship. The first season, I really focused on me sharing the lessons I've learned during my period of self-discovery and self-reinvention. A lot of the topics I've talked about is surrounding shifting your perspective on different aspects of business and entrepreneurship. So, like I said earlier, if you haven't had the chance to check out season one, I highly recommend it. There's just a lot of gems that are hidden throughout the first 50 episodes of the show. But as eventful as season one was, I felt like it was the right time to switch it over to season two, because a lot of what I was doing was surrounding self-discovery and along with discovering what I wanted to share more about on the show. And at first, when I first started the podcast, it really surrounded trying to help postgraduates find clarity in their direction by reframing their relationship with failure. But as I continued publishing more episodes for this podcast, I realized what I really wanted to talk about was closer to entrepreneurship and business, but not just any business podcast where I'm sharing tips and tricks with you. What I really want out of this show is to help you shift your perspective, not just on business, but also in life. Because if you think about it, business is just an aspect of life. We focus so much of our energy on what we should do with our business, the direction we should be going with our business, without ever asking ourselves, where do we even want to go in life? And as I went through the process of rediscovering myself and reinventing myself after leaving finance, one thing that really stuck out was that success is really about the journey and not so much about the destination. I know that sounds super cliche and super corny, but think about it this way. Success isn't really about where you're going to end up. It's really about the person you're going to become in the process of achieving success. And I feel like, especially in the world of business and entrepreneurship, there's so much focus on the next big hack, the next big tip to get your business from zero to $100,000 or whatever it is, and not enough about who you need to become that's capable of achieving that success. And this is really the mission of the show. It is really to help you redefine your relationship with failure and success and start building a life that you're actually passionate about. Build a life that you actually want to live instead of going with what society tells you. There's a lot of power in that. And as I see that all change starts from within. And if you're able to shift your perspective on things, you're literally able to shift your reality. So what this show is really going to focus on is a hybrid between personal development and business and entrepreneurship. Why? It's because entrepreneurship and business is really an extension of personal development. Think about it this way. Each time you level up in business, each time you reach that next level, you actually need to become the person who's capable of taking on the challenges that come with success. Because each time you succeed at something, each time you level up, there's going to be a new set of challenges you're going to have to overcome until you level up again. So it's super important for you to continue to work on yourself, to develop your own personal skills, and become the person that is capable of success. And this show is going to give you what you need to get there. But you might be wondering, why am I focusing on personal development and entrepreneurship and not just on the next big business hack? There's so many shows out there that teach people what the next big hack is, no matter what it is. And why? It's because I can teach you the next big hack. But what is that going to do? If that fad goes away, you're going to be left with nothing again. But if I can teach you the skills you need to continuously upgrade yourself and find the resources you need to reach that next level, you're set for life. If you develop the mindset and the habits for success, there's not much else I need to teach you because you will be capable to go out there and find the resources yourself. But with all that said and done, I'm super excited to be starting season two. I'll still be posting, you know, 3 episodes a week, one interview every single one of these weeks. So I wanted a little bit more diversity. I know in season one, I didn't get a lot of opportunities to interview guests because I was interviewing a bunch of people for the summit. So I'll actually be sharing some of those replays, the audio version with each and every one of you on the show, because there's so much value in those interviews I've done with the summit, along with new guests I'll be bringing in. So there'll be a mix of, you know, old interviews I've done for the summit, along with the new interviews I will be conducting with guest speakers that I'll be inviting onto the show. Each week, there'll still be a couple solo episodes of me sharing, you know, my experience, what I've learned along my journey. Like I said, this whole show is really, at a very high level, a documentation of my journey and me to share the lessons I've learned along my own entrepreneur journey. However, like I said, I'm looking to diversify the content I'm sharing on the show. Along with an interview each and every week, I'll have an episode that focuses more on the soft skills, like your mindset, personal development, shifting your perspective on things. But at the same time, I'll also be reserving an episode each week to share more about the tangible tips and the resources I've used along my journey to help you discover different services, different products, or even different ideas that can jumpstart your business as well. So it's really trying to diversify everything I'm sharing. So each week, as a recap, you'll be getting an episode on mindset, personal development, helping you become the person you need to be capable of success. I'll also be sharing more tangible business tips that will help you jumpstart your business as well, along with bringing in a guest speaker each and every week to share their knowledge or their story with you. So that's all I really have for you today. Today is really just to set the expectations of what you can be expecting from this show. I'm super excited. I have some content planned out for you, and I'm looking forward to sharing what I've learned in the second season, and more importantly, on the second leg of my entrepreneur journey. So thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of this community. And until next time, stay hungry. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Plan to Fail. Remember, you can achieve the life you've always wanted. Thank you so much for being a part of this community. And until next time, stay hungry.